Several states now require every employer to run newly hired workers through E-Verify, an online federal program that cross-checks identity information against federal databases. Arizona's mandate that took effect in 2008 was the first in the country to extend to all employers. Back then, Ross Tappan was in charge of this dairy in Mesa, just outside of Phoenix. He was overseeing up to 90 employees, many of them Latino immigrants.
Well, there's everything from milking cows to driving tractors to feed them, breeding cows.
A critical workforce, and one Tappan didn't want to lose in an immigration raid. So before starting with E-Verify, he did an internal audit of his employees' files. He found many workers' social security numbers didn't check out.
They had to either get it straight or we couldn't employ them.
He lost 12 people that way. And from that point forward, he turned away new hires who couldn't pass E-Verify. Law-abiding managers like Tappan are at least part of the reason that some unauthorized immigrants did leave the state. But not everyone took the mandate seriously. A study that compared E-Verify queries from Arizona with census data on new workers suggests that in 2011, a third of new hires weren't checked in the system. Why? There's no teeth in the mandate. It's one of a number of lessons learned in the past 5 years here.
Arizona was the test case, and we ended up debugging the system for everybody else.
Julie Pace is a Phoenix employment attorney. For instance, some legal workers are incorrectly flagged by the system, and some undocumented immigrants can pass. E-Verify isn't immune to identity theft.
We had one name that was used 266 times in the country to pass E-Verify and let them work.
Pace says the most important lesson Arizona learned by testing the system is that any workplace enforcement like E-Verify cannot be effective on a national scale as long as there are millions of undocumented workers.
Because then people have to keep lying to work in this country. So you have to have a visa program for service workers. You have to, or you will crash the entire economy in the country.
One proposal to beef up the integrity of the system is to attach some kind of biometric marker, like fingerprints, to it. But that would be costly and is a red flag for privacy advocates, including Alex Narasta of the Libertarian Cato Institute.
And I just don't think the government is very good at making or maintaining large databases like it needs to do if it wants to make the system work.
And in the end, he says, determined undocumented immigrants will find a way around any employment verification system.
And all it does is make it more difficult for the rest of us who are law-abiding workers to get lawfully employed.
One thing E-Verify can do is offer employers some peace of mind when immigration agents come knocking. Federal I-9 audits of employment paperwork have skyrocketed in recent years, up from less than 800 in the last 2 years of the Bush administration to well over 5,000 in the past 2 years under President Obama. Among those audited, the dairy in Mesa that Ross Tappan managed. Two Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents showed up 2 years ago.
They gave us a list of everything we had to do, pull all of our records, make copies of it.
Using E-Verify made Tappan's audit less painful. When ICE identified 10 more employees who were working illegally, the dairy wasn't fined, likely in part because using E-Verify showed the dairy had tried to hire lawfully. Afterward, Tappan said he finally felt relief, knowing for certain his workforce was legitimate.
You don't worry about, oh my gosh, getting raided and getting called, you know, hey, we got cows to milk and nobody's here.
Nationwide, only about 7% of companies are currently using E-Verify. How it could be implemented nationally, what changes would be part of that mandate, is likely to be a key part of the upcoming immigration reform debate. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Jaffe-Block.